WATD, the South Shore's Morning News. I'm Rob Hackelaw, along with Beth Foster, and it's time now to check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at Act Smart IT in Wareham. He joins us every week at this time. David, good morning.
Hey, David.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
Happy to have you.
I'm so happy to be here.
Ooh. Aww. Absolutely. We love that. Google rolling out Chrome's AI-powered security feature to everyone. So let's talk about it.
Yeah, everything is AI. I'm pretty sure our toilets are getting artificial intelligence pretty soon, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's happening. Yeah, your AI house. It'll be fun. Oh, I saw a great movie.
People just, I'm sorry, Rob. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, if you want to see, did you guys see that special on Netflix? It was called Cassandra.
Oh, no, I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's about a kind of an AI house, so it's a lot of fun. Things go crazy.
Ooh.
I'll just leave it at that. You can go watch it.
You're right. Just leave it at that, Rob. It was a good movie.
Oh, nice. David saw it.
Yeah. TV monitors in every house. She can control the temperature. She can mow the lawn.
Well, that reminds me of the Disney movie, Smart Home, that came out about 25 years ago. Yeah. It's kind of the same thing. Well, David, I was about to say, do you think that we're eventually just going to be in like sleeper pods and then AI is just going to go out and live
the
our
Matrix?
Life? Beth Foster AI? Yes, right.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah, you can, and you can choose your body, so you can be anything or anyone that you want.
Ooh, I'll be skinny.
Yeah. Just put me in a gelatinous goo.
Oh, that sounds nice. Actually, no. Let's live.
Yeah. I don't know. All of this stuff makes you, you know, your mind goes there because,
totally.
Again, you just take this to the extreme. You know, mm-hmm. Where do we go from here and just roll it out? But so fill us in on this Chrome AI powered security for you. What is this about?
Okay, so this isn't to the extreme, but this is a good thing for Chrome. So okay. After 3 months of testing, Google has finally updated their existing enhanced protection feature with AI to offer real-time protection. And it's a good thing in that it'll warn us about dangerous sites, even ones Google didn't know about before, by analyzing data from the sites. And by the way, as the user, you can choose to skip the Chrome warnings if you want. It'll do in-depth scans for suspicious downloads. It protects you across all Google services, including your mail, your Gmail, and warns you if your password was compromised in the data breach.
Mm.
So it's all pretty cool.
Yeah, no, that definitely. I like how it's all packaged into one. I feel as if my password has been compromised in so many data breaches, and I don't have the patience to deal with it. I know it's so bad to say that.
But I know you change your password every 30 days. So.
Oh, yes, you're right.
Yeah.
From previous tech talks, that's what you told us to do, and I definitely do that, David.
You would, of course, follow up on every word.
So do you, David, personally, co-sign? Have you checked out this Google Chrome AI? Do you think it's great? Do you like the accessibility and usability of it? Let us know.
Yes, yes, and yes. I've turned it on for myself as working on my own system. We use other tools in the industry mm-hmm. for our clients. So I removed those tools from my system and installed this one, and it works very well. There's one thing of warning, though, be aware mm-hmm. of. When this enhanced protection is actively used, it sends the URLs of the sites you visit along with a small sample of the page content, downloads, and extension activity to Google's Safe Browsing website.
Oh, my goodness. What about when you use a super secret browser, a private browser?
There's no such thing.
Oh!
Yeah.
Wait, so your private searching also goes to Google? Yes.
There's no such thing as a super secret browser.
Okay, I got you.
And anyone who tells you that is just trying to fool you.
Mm. Oh, so when we use a private browser, that's really just, it's fake privacy to us. We just don't have, it's not tracking a history to us on our own device, but it's definitely a history that's being tracked, you know, on a main server somewhere.
That's correct.
Okay.
The internet always knows where you're going and what you're, just like Santa, knows what you're doing, where you're going, all of that stuff. So.
Well, it's true. I mean, we've now seen, I mean, around here, Google searches have become used in criminal cases now. I think people do like to certainly know what people are searching for, you know, and what they're looking for. And they've certainly pulled that up. But just fill me in on this enhanced protection is on. It sends the URLs. Is that something that normally doesn't happen then?
Right.
Or
well, yeah, because it's checking to see if, in fact, those are dangerous sites that you're going to. So they have to send the information to a central server to check the records to see if it's actually been identified as a safe or unsafe server.
Okay, and so does this always just pass through some type of software or computer, or is there a guy like sitting behind a screen being like, okay, Rob's going to 959WATD.com. That's where he works. This is his banking information. He's all good.
Yeah, but then on the
who's
weekend.
Who's the man behind that curtain, Rob?
Yeah, he's like some guy. He's like smoking a cigarette or something, and he's just watching, you know, and he's like, yeah, where do they go? But I don't know. Yeah, you're right. Like, no, but Beth brings up a good point. Does anything, the only thing with a lot of this is because, again, who would spend all day doing this? But are there things that that set off any bells and whistles or flags?
Right.
I mean, I guess that's the thing is people always want to know, you know, is something going to tell somebody else that I'm doing this?
Yeah, it's hard to know if anyone's looking at this. I'm sure they're simply using algorithms and massive computer networks to check these things out and verify them and tell you whether it's safe or not. But that does not mean that some guy with a beard and a cigarette can't sit down and go through your data.
Oh, boy. Has AI
to
just
share
been
with
a
wheels, too, so he can
oh,
sit
I know.
Back.
He's going to swerve around. Has AI just been a guy named Al with a cigarette all along? No, I'm just kidding. But bouncing off of what Rob asked, certain hackers take notice of all these technological advancements, and do they kind of start salivating at the fact that all of our web browsing is going to be sent as information somewhere else, and they can kind of supersede that and look at, like, let's say, yeah, I mean, President Trump. Like, if they want to look at President Trump's browsing, you know, activities. I'm sure the White House has more parameters, but I'm just putting out a very high profile person. Somebody wants to kind of intercept that information, does this get hackers excited because they find a channel that they can do so?
Exactly. They look for any weak link that they can to get into it and gather any data that they can. Remember, they're building information on all of us for future attacks. And it doesn't matter to them where they get it. They just want to get it from the easiest, simplest place possible.
That makes sense, actually. So then, I mean, Google unveils this, and then the hackers are going to kind of respond in their own way, and then Google will have to step it up again. Like, it's just this constant step up.
Here's one of the things about why this came out after a quick few months of testing is just last month, 35 Google Chrome extensions came under a phishing attack, which had potentially exposed the data of 2.6 million users.
Wow.
So that was the Google Chrome extensions. So they're tightening up their security to try to protect us from those things happening again in the future. But it doesn't mean that they've done everything right.
Right.
All right. Well, check out the latest blog from David Snow, Google rolling out Chrome's AI-powered security feature to everyone. You can read all about it, what it happens when it's enabled, and things to be aware of. David, where do people go to read the full blog?
People can go to xsmartit.com, click on my blog link, and there's a simple three-step process to turn this on if you want to give it a shot.
All right. David Snell at AxSmart IT in Wareham. Thank you, David.
Have a great day, guys.